the fuck is up, Buttercup? How you doing? How's it hanging? I am going to just act like I've been here the whole time. Like, we didn't take a little hiatus. I tell my clients this all the time, right? I run virtual boot camps, and we have an Instagram chat thread where we talk, like, all day, every day. And some of them are like, I feel like I don't know how to hop in once I've been gone for a hot minute. And I'm like, bitch, you just hop in there like you've been there the whole time. Like, nobody needs to know that you went a little MIA. So, you know, there might be a little proof here that I went MIA, but I'm just gonna hop up in this bitch like I have been as consistent as ever. No, I will tell you guys, anytime I'm feeling overwhelmed, anytime I'm feeling very stressed, anytime life just feels chaotic, the podcast is always the first thing to go on the back burner. I hate it. I do. But it is a very time consuming thing. And I make zero money from this. This is a hobby. This is for funsies. That's partly why it's such a just fucking chaotic mess, because I can do what I want when I want, how I want to do it, especially when it's just for fun. And so, yeah, it just is the first thing to go because I got to prioritize my clients and all of that stuff. I'm doing the run training certification. And I don't know if you know this, but that shit is, it's intense. I feel like I am back in my one semester of college. I was about to say back in college. I went for one semester. I feel like I'm back in high school in anatomy class learning about like all the shit in the body. I was like, I didn't know I needed to know all this, but alas, I do to be able to pass the test. So there's just a lot going on in the Griffith household, right? Spring break just happened. The kids are kidding. I mean, they're feral freaking humans and just like all the things. So I am sorry. But also, I'm not going to say it's not going to happen again. But I am creating things to help it. Meaning, like, I'm starting to slide into people's DMs, influencers' DMs, people I follow, and saying, hey, you know, I host this podcast that is not so famous. And really, it's kind of a hot mess. But would you like to be a part of it? Would you like to join in the chaos? I can't guarantee I'll be professional. I can't guarantee I'll have my shit together, but I can guarantee a good ass time. I can guarantee you are one hydrated bitch because, you know, every time I say a customer, you got to drink water. Also, have you been following me on Instagram? If you have not, why the fuck not? But also, I'll tell you anyways. I finally have merchandise. We have Be That Bitch / Allie Griffith merchandise. We have shirts, we have hoodies, we have sweatshirts. We finally have a hydrated bitch is a happy bitch stickers. And y'all, they're so fucking cute. They are so fucking cute. I can't even. I have it on my water bottle right now, and I have this Simple Modern like Stanley dupe, which Simple Modern is clearly the better choice. Anyways, and it's the vibes are vibing. It's giving. It is giving. I wish I could like insert a picture in the caption for you to see it, but alas, you have to believe me. Go to AllieGriffith.com and you'll see the button for merchandise and you can go and look. We have a sweatshirt that says Don't Quit. We have a hoodie that says Running on Audiobooks and a Lot of Caffeine because, yes. We also have a run t-shirt, an I don't give a fuck t-shirt, and all this stuff. So if you guys care to see it or take a gander, go to AllieGriffith.com and click merchandise. That's my shameless plug. Fuck, what was I talking about before that? Oh, anyway, so yeah. So that's what's been going on. A lot of good stuff. But it's just been having my priorities elsewhere. And I took it to Instagram stories and I was like, honestly, I'm struggling to even figure out what the fuck to say on the podcast today. And so I was like, what do you guys want to hear about? And a lot of you were like, I just want updates on your life. Like, I just love hearing you talk about your life and like your books you're reading and all that stuff. And one, thank you for actually making me feel like an important human being. And I'm like, fuck, these bitches actually like me? I thought they just tolerated me. It's fine. We're fine. Everything's fine. I love you guys too. And so that's really what's been going on in my life. I am still working through my run certification. I have until June to pass the test. And so my goal is before June to be certified run coach so we can start working together through fall marathon training. I am raising two insane kids. Riley is doing travel ball right now. And I don't know if y'all know this, but the travel ball life is a hard life. It is a very time-consuming life. We're at the ball field at least like 6 hours a week. I kid you not. And that's not even being dramatic. And that is not even on tournament days. On tournament days, we're at the ball field in one day at least 8 hours. Maybe 12. Last week we were actually there 12. But she took home the championship. They won the entire thing. Bad bitches. Yes. I'm so freaking proud of them. They did so good. But yeah, it was a long day. So that has been taking up a lot of my time. I also have two groups going on. So I have my body clients. If you guys don't know this, I am a body partner. So I get people set up with the workouts that I use and mentor them in that group. And then I'm also starting another group for all of my girls on Instagram that maybe have their own workouts and they have their own, you know, whatever they're doing. And they just want my mindset tips. They want lives from me. They want me to pump them the fuck up. I'm also starting a group for that. So I'm trying to get that all organized. So I'm just doing a lot. I feel like I'm doing a lot of stuff just okay, decently, because maybe I'm just trying to do too much, but it's fine. We're fine. Everything's fine. Everything's going to work out. We're going to figure it out as we go. I have been reading, but I have been reading a lot less, but still some solid books. So I'll share with you guys my top three reads of the first quarter. And there were my only three Infinity Star reads. Now, if you guys don't know this about me, hi, I'm Allie, and I am fitness obsessed and also raunchy romance book obsessed. It's fine. I'm not apologizing for it. Also want to start getting some authors on this fucking podcast because I think that would be dope as shit. But anyway, so my top three reads of 2024 quarter one so far. And they are the only three Infinity Star reads I have. I'm a stingy bitch when it comes to Infinity Star reads. I have read over 500 books in my reading career and I have only rated 10 of those Infinity Star. And I did have three this first quarter. The first one is From the Embers by Ali Martinez. Y'all, if you like books that you like plot twists that you don't see coming and just like one that's a page turner and you cannot stop turning, it's a little bit taboo-ish, forbidden-ish, not really forbidden. You just got to read it. So it's two best friends, married couples, right? Two married couples that are all friends are having a game night and the house catches on fire and some people pass away in the fire, unfortunately, and the book follows them trying to navigate raising their babies and stuff like that. So I highly recommend it. Check your trigger warnings if you do, but it's such a fucking good read. It's such a page turner. I canceled my entire life to read that book. The second one is The Love You Fight For by Britt Benson. Honestly, I am like officially a Britt Benson stan account at this point because that bitch can't write a book that I don't think is fucking fantastic. Like, I don't know what she puts in it. It's probably the same shit that McDonald's puts in the food that has my kids addicted, right? Because it literally, I can't turn away. I'm like addicted to it. It is so good. But I will say, you to be able to love this book as much as I did, right? You've got to read the Next Life duet by her. And so that follows Macon and Lennon. And then this book follows Sam and Chris. And I am sorry, but I love Sam. There was a point I hated that bitch until I knew that bitch. And now I love that bitch. That's all I gotta say. And I feel like we all have some people of those in our life, right? Like, you hated somebody until you really got to know them. And then you're like, you might be a bitch, but you my bitch. And I love you for that. I bet there's people that say that about me. It's fine. We're fine. Everybody's fine. And then last but not least, from my girl Harlow James, No One Else. So good. So good. I am a Penelope stan. She is just quirky and funny, and their banter is bantering. Like, the dirty jokes, the freaking just chemistry between her and her man. Oh my God. But I will tell you, she took the cake. She is just my favorite. I loved her so much. I just love how bold and unapologetically she is. And I mean, he's not that bad either. He has got a Piers Dingling, so whatever. I really hope you guys aren't listening to this podcast with kids around, because that would be fucking embarrassing. But also, you guys should know at this point, we're not listening to my podcast when there's children around. So anyways, those are my top three Infinity Star reads of quarter one, 2024. And that's out of 81 books. I know, I told y'all my goal in 2024 was to socialize more, read less. We see how that's going. There's always 2025. And honestly, getting out in the real world and socializing is very overrated. So we're just not going to do it. It's fine. We're fine. Everything's fine. The only other thing that's really been going on is I am still doing 75 hard. I am officially on day 58. So just over 2 weeks left in 75 hard. And I still cannot believe it. I'm going to take probably like a weekend off, and then I'm going right into phase one. Y'all remember I told you my goal this year is to do the entire Live Hard program, which is three phases of 75 hard. So you have 75 hard, you have phase one, phase two, and phase three. There's rules of when you can do each phase. Like phase two, you can't do until 30 days after phase one. Phase three cannot be done until 30 days before the anniversary. Anniversary of when you started 75 hard originally. There's all these rules. You can GTS Google that shit, but I have never done the entire program. And that is something that has been like weighing heavily on me, is that I've let my bitch voice talk me out of doing the third phase so many fucking times, because there's one task where you have to literally go out in public every single fucking day and talk to a human, and like actually not like just say thank you for my groceries, right? You can, no, it's like actual full-blown conversations in public every single day. I am a bitch that I do self-checkout anytime there's self-checkout available, because I don't like to talk to people. I have my headphones in, I keep my head down, I get in, I get out. Like, I don't talk to people. And so that's going to be very interesting, very challenging, very outside my comfort zone. But you know what doesn't challenge you? What doesn't change you? Am I right? Am I right? So that is the game plan for this year. So anyways, that's really all that's been going on. Just 75 harding it up, eating all the protein. I have seen so much fucking change within my body and within my life this round of 75 hard. I changed my nutrition plan. My nutrition program, I went from doing like a very balanced macronutrient nutrition program to now doing a very high protein macronutrient program. I added new supplements, a supplement called TrimFit and a supplement that are greens. And I swear by them till my dying breath. Like, they have helped so much with curbing my cravings and my inflammation and bloat and helped me burn fat and all of that stuff. Like, to the point where over the last 58 days, I stepped on the scale. I am down 24 pounds. Like, that is unheard of, especially for somebody who's been on their journey for as long as I have been. It's just showed me how inflamed I was, how bloated I was, how much shit I was carrying around. And so I just feel like I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm running faster than I've ever ran, which gets me excited, because I do have my first race of 2024 next week, the 20th. So that's exciting. And I'm just excited to see, you know, where this all takes me. So, you know, I'm feeling really fucking good. And I hope you're feeling really fucking good. And if you're not, just remember that it's never too late to start feeling really fucking good. Like, I feel like so many times we get in our heads that we are too far in the wrong direction to turn around and go the right direction. And that's bullshit. That is such horseshit. You are never too far in the wrong direction to pop a U-ey and go in the right direction, right? Like, if you're going on a road trip with your family and you realize that you veered 50 miles out of the way that you're supposed to, you don't just like say, well, guess we're not going. We're just going to park that butch right there. No, you pop a U-ey, cuss a little bit, say this fucking sucks and it's adding more time to the route, but you end up where you're supposed to go, because you ain't changing your location, right? So, you know, think about it that way. You are never too far in the wrong direction to flip that around. And I know we are in April and New Year's resolutions might be so far gone, you don't even know what fucking day it is. Or you might have been a smart bitch and did New Year's intentions versus resolutions, like I talked about. But alas, it is not too late. You don't need to throw in the towel and say, well, there's always next year. No, there's always right now for you to decide. I'm done. I'm sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, and I'm not allowing my bitch voice to win. Okay. So maybe you should do that. If you are struggling, reach out to me. I'll fucking whip that bitch into shape. Come on. We'll talk about it. But anyways, all right. So I am going to go over some of your guys' questions that you had in my question box on Instagram, and we're going to do a little Ask That Bitch segment. You ready for it? All right, we are back. We really didn't go anywhere, but it's fine. One of these days, I might actually start monetizing it. So during those little intro majigger thingies, we'll have a commercial. And then I'll feel like, hey, look, I made it. But until then, let's get to the bread and butter of this episode. And that is answering your questions with the Ask That Bitch segment. That was embarrassing. It's fine. Okay, so we've had a ton of questions about how to get more protein into your diet. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, then you probably don't know this, but I switched from a balanced macronutrient diet to a high protein macronutrient diet and started tracking my macros. Before I was doing something called a container system where you would just like put your food in a container and that would be your portion. I wanted to start learning more about the importance of protein, the importance of, you know, carbs when it comes to my run and organizing those in grams and all that shit. And I was really trying to heal my relationship with the food scale, because for so fucking long, I had a terrible relationship with my food scale. And I think Weight Watchers was a big thing that did that. Like to the point where, you know, like those little scales that drug dealers, can I say shit like that on the podcast? I don't fucking know, but we're gonna say it. Little drug dealers, like those little scales that they measure their shit. I would have one of those in my pocketbook and I would literally measure the food, like weigh the food at restaurants, and it was actually slightly embarrassing. So anyways, I've been trying to heal my relationship with food and really learn and teach myself about how food is fuel. And so I switched from that to a macro diet for 75 hard, and I calculated my macros, and I can actually link the TikTok of how I decided what my macros were going to be in the comment section. So you can go do this also. This TikTok was so fucking helpful, and it was everything I needed to be able to know what my macros were. Cause, but when I signed up with MyFitnessPal, it was not like the correct macros. And so this really helped me. So I am doing 174 grams of protein or more. That is my goal. At least 174. If I get more, that's just bonus. That's bonus protein. There's so much importance when it comes to protein. Like, so many of us under eat protein, and it is simply like protein is one of the most important macronutrients. Not only does it help aid in recovery from exercise and all of that, it also increases lean muscle mass. It helps you keep you fuller longer. A lot of the times we find ourselves very snacky, and it's because we're not eating enough protein. It stabilizes blood glucose levels and it improves weight loss results. Like, I have truly seen so many benefits from increasing my protein like intake, and it's only been 50 some odd days since I've been doing this. It helps boost moods. It can help with your hormones, which means your periods can be easier, hormonal acne. It aids in heart health. Like, there's just the endless, endless pros to eating more protein. So how do I get 174 grams of protein in a day? Because that's a lot of protein, right? And it does take intentionality. And that is a very big question in my DMs right now. And so I will start doing some like what I eat in a days on Instagram. I keep saying I'm going to do it. I keep forgetting. And then by lunch, I'm like, I should have done that. And then I fucking forgot. So I'm going to do it. Hold me to that. But how I get the protein in. So it's all about prioritizing and really focusing on it. So anytime I have a snack, it's always protein related. Anytime I'm eating a meal, there's always protein in it. My goal is to start off my day with at least 50 grams of protein. Starting off your day with a high amount of protein is gonna, one, keep you satisfied longer throughout the day. It's going to set your day off on a good note. You're gonna feel full. You're gonna feel satisfied. And I know you intermittent fasting girlies are like, but I don't eat breakfast. Well, I do. So I will never intermittent fast, and that's another topic for another day. But anywho, so I start with a very high protein breakfast. So I always have my protein shake coffee, my Profi, which is a Fairlife protein shake. It's the cleanest one that I've been able to find that's ready made with instant coffee. That's 30 grams right there. I also do a protein breakfast muffin, and this recipe is actually in the highlights on my Instagram at Allie Griffith. I have tons of high protein recipes tagged in there under the Easy as Fuck recipes highlight. So I make my protein muffins, which is just like turkey sausage, egg whites, some cheese, and protein pancake mix. And that right there is 25 grams. So there we are at 55 right there. So that's usually my breakfast every single morning until I get sick of it, and then I'll change it. But that is my breakfast right now. Then my lunch is something that's also protein heavy. So I'll have chicken. I got very hyper-focused on this like buffalo chicken dip for a while, which had cottage cheese and rotisserie chicken and all of that stuff. It had 50 grams of protein in it. That recipe is also in my Instagram. So good. And that is just kind of how I do it. I snacks. I do cottage cheese. I do chopsticks. And if you're not a cottage cheese girly, trust me, I was not either. But I realized I don't like savory cottage cheese, but a bitch likes sweet cottage cheese. Like cottage cheese with fruit in it. So, you know, maybe that changes your mind. But also the buffalo chicken dip, you literally can't taste the cottage cheese. Like, I got my husband to eat it. I didn't tell him. Hope he doesn't listen to my podcast, because he will know now. To this dying breath, I will not tell him. But he ate the shit up and he said, oh my God, that was so good. It had like 80 grams of cottage cheese in it. Ha ha, motherfucker. But so that's how I do that. And I just make sure I prioritize protein. I am somebody who don't struggle with eating protein. I love protein, right? And so I don't find it very difficult, but I do find that it does take intentionality. I have a protein like shake. So it's like a smoothie, mid-afternoon, and that's another 30 grams. And so it just, you know, like, stacks up, adds up. But I will say it is very difficult for me to get all my protein in as well as all my carbs in. I struggle. Like, if I'm getting all my protein in, I am not getting all my carbs in. And if I'm getting all my carbs in, I am struggling on all my protein. So I do find that there is that kind of like balance with macronutrients. I don't count calories, but my calories are set around like 2200. So if that shows you anything, you don't gotta starve yourself to get results. You hear me? Okay, so there was this fun question in here, and I thought it was so impactful, especially as somebody who has been struggling to get back to doing podcast episodes, because I truly think the further removed you are from that thing you're trying to do, the harder it is to restart it and get it back going. And so she said, why don't you talk about just that, getting off your routine and how hard it is to get back to it? Because it is so hard. I always say it's really like pushing a boulder up a motherfucking hill, right? Like, you're trying to create a habit. Maybe your habit is working out all the time. Maybe your habit is, you know, eating nutrient dense food, whatever the habit you're trying to create is, right? Right now, it's really fucking hard. You're pushing that boulder up the hill and you're pushing it and you're making ways and you're doing all the things. And then something in life fucking happens, right? You get busy, you don't prioritize it, and it just simply is not a priority right there. And so you drop off the face of the earth with it. And with the longer you kind of go away from doing it, the more that boulder is sliding back down that hill, right? The more that boulder is sliding down that hill. Now your muscles are already fatigued from holding the boulder as long as you were. So now you're even further back, your muscles are fatigued, and you've got to try to push this boulder back up the hill. And now you've got that inner bitch voice that's like, well, fuck, I was already up here. I already was this far. I let myself go. I might as well not even do it. How am I supposed to get back to it? It's so daunting. It's been so long. All these things, right? All these negative thoughts. And now you're trying to, one, force yourself as an exhausted person to get back at it. Then you're thinking about all of the ways you've already let yourself down. So you're beating yourself up. And there's just all of these different elements when you are trying to get back on the horse, so to speak. And so let me just tell you, one, my biggest tip for that is, and it's one that I have to learn. Like, I'm literally here being, I am not the teacher. We are learning it together. This is a group project per se, right? We are figuring this shit out together. I think one of the easiest thing is reevaluating why you kind of quote unquote fell off at the beginning. So like for me, I'm going to use my podcast for example. So like why I stopped doing them in the beginning and fell off doing them weekly was because I was overwhelmed. I was overwhelmed and I couldn't even motivate myself and be inspired by myself. And then I was trying to come in and motivate and inspire y'all. And it was taking everything in me just to get my 75 hard tasks done and pour into my clients and all of that stuff. And they, you know, pay money to be in my group. And so I knew like, I just couldn't do it with this right now. And then it was like, I'm going to just take 1 week off, catch up. And then that 1 week turned into 2 weeks. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to start back. Then spring break came and it was just always something. And so for me, I had to tell myself, one, Allie, something's got to change. If you want to be more consistent at this, you have got to change the way you're doing it, right? Because nothing changes if nothing changes. The definition of insanity is doing the same motherfucking thing over again, expecting a different result, right? So if you are trying to work out consistently and you are, you know, constantly letting yourself down because you can't wake up in the morning, but you're not willing to go to sleep, you're not willing to move your alarm, you're not willing to move your workouts to the evening, something's got to change, right? And so for me, that was asking for, you know, help. That was, you know, starting to slide into other influencers' DMs to start doing some like collabs on the podcast, stuff like that. That was changing for me. So like what could change for you, right? If you're struggling, if you struggled with working out and it's been months since you've worked out and you just can't get yourself to get back to it, one, ask yourself this, why did I quit in the beginning, right? Like why did I quit anyways? Was it because I was having this whole like too much, like I was too busy and I wasn't making it a priority? And if that's the case, then how can you change it this time so that doesn't happen again? And then you start small. So many times people, you know, they'll think about where they were 6 months ago, right? When they were halfway up that motherfucking hill, and they'll forget that they are nowhere near where they were 6 months ago. That time happens and that you've went back down to the bottom of that hill. And so you can't go from the bottom of the hill and jump up to the top where you back were, because you were going to sabotage, because you're going to get overwhelmed. You're going to start, you know, getting in your head and stuff. So you just got to remind yourself that taking baby steps to getting up, asking for help, right? Starting small again, right? Starting and making it easing your way into it are going to be so essential for restarting your journey, but also not beating yourself up. Because what happened, happened. Maybe you could have avoided it. Maybe you let your bitch voice win. What the fuck ever, right? I don't care what it was. But at the end of the day, that happened. You can't change it. And you know what your mom always told you? There ain't no use in crying over spilt milk. So there ain't no use in crying over shit that you can't change, right? All those shoulda, coulda, wouldas are irrelevant. And so giving your energy to that and allowing that to hold you back is really just kind of silly, you know? And this would be a really good way to segue into something somebody else said, like, how do you keep going when the newness wears off? Because eventually, right, after you've restarted your journey, after you've picked yourself up from your bootstraps, you decided I'm not going to be mean to myself for everything that happened, you're motivated again, it's all new, shiny, all of the things, but there's going to come a time, right, when that newness wears off, when you start questioning why you're doing it, is it even worth it? Maybe you get these, like, asshole thoughts in your fucking head, right? Like, I'm never gonna get there. You stepped on the scale. It's not moving. You feel like you're not getting any stronger, any faster, any of this. And you're like, how do I keep going when that newness wears off, right? When I'm not feeling motivated. And I truly believe in it's those moments is the deciding factor of those that are then gonna be successful and those that are not gonna be successful. Because y'all, motivation is what gets us started. It is not what gets us to our goal. Determination, consistency, diligence, grit, that is the shit that's gonna get us to our end goal, which is success, right? And so how do you keep going when that newness wears off? One, knowing when you first start, this is as motivated as you're ever gonna be. You are never gonna be more motivated than you are on day one, because life's going to get hard. Shit's going to happen. Things are going to get tough. Now, you are going to have spurts of motivation, right? Because motivation comes in waves like the ocean, right? When you're seeing a lot of results, you're going to have little spurts of motivation and stuff like that. And so I will tell you, you're never not going to feel motivated, but you're never going to feel motivated all the time. And so reminding yourself, like, in those moments when you're not feeling motivated is when, one, you can lean into your community, lean into your friends. And like, that's when you can say, hey, do you want to go do a workout with me? Do you want to go to the gym with me? Maybe you find some Instagram friends and you do a chat thread with them. Maybe you join my group and you have a community in us. Because I truly believe in those moments when we're not feeling motivated, in those moments when we want to quit, right? We've got to lean on others who can hold us up. And if we're trying to do this on our own, it's really fucking hard. And it's really unnecessarily hard. And so that's my first tip, is lean onto your community. My second tip is just reminding yourself why you started this, why you wanted to, and reminding yourself that if I give up right now, one, that's not going to get me any closer to my goal. Yes, it sucks that the weight is not coming off fast. Yes, it sucks that this journey is really fucking hard. But you know what else is hard? Quitting, giving up, and thinking what could have been, right? What also is really hard is living a life when you're not feeling energized, when you're not feeling your best, when you feel like you're letting people down, including yourself. That's really hard too. So at the end of the day, you got to choose your hard. And I did an entire podcast episode on choosing your hard. And I know for me, for example, I have had so many fucking ups and downs this journey. Like, if you guys have been following me, if you've been an OG and you've been here the entire way, you know how many ups and downs I've had. And I will tell you, the most successful person, the person who reaches their goals, do it in spite of how many times they fall down, right? They don't not fall down, right? They don't not struggle, but they get themselves back up, right? And so every successful person you see of where you want to go, and that person that might have the results that you want, or that person that you look to for inspiration, they are there not in spite of their struggle, but because they decided to fight through that struggle, right? They decided to keep going in that tunnel and knew that there was light at the end of the tunnel. And if they aren't seeing light, then guess what? They're not at that end of the tunnel. They will get there. But the only way they'll get there is if they keep going, right? And so if you are struggling with going when that newness wears off, just remind yourself, quitting's not going to speed up the journey. Knowing that it's okay to struggle, but it's not okay to give up, okay? You're never going to feel motivated all the time. Motivation comes in waves, and you're never going to get that another burst of motivation if you give up. The newness is bound to, why are words so fucking hard today? Newness is bound to wear off. I mean, think about a relationship, right? A new relationship. You have that quote unquote honeymoon phase where everything's great. And then that's when the real work starts, right? When the newness wears off and you really got to dig deep into that relationship and really talk things through. And that's when the work starts. So I truly feel like when you're at the beginning of your journey, it's not the real work. The real work starts when that motivation weighs off and you've got to now pick yourself up and take yourself where you want to go, right? Motivation took you to where you are, but now you have to take you to where you want to go, okay? All right, let's do one more and then we're going to end this episode. Somebody asked, how do you stay consistent amongst change and disruption and all of that stuff? And I feel like that is a really good topic as we segue away from, you know, like, how do you keep going when the new wears off? Because again, consistency is everything. And so my biggest tips for consistency, and I actually have an entire podcast episode on this as well, is one, you got to habit stack. Like, you've got to meet yourself where you're at. So many people lack consistency because, one, they lack discipline, but also because they're trying to do too much too soon. So asking yourself, okay, where am I at? Where do I want to be, right? So say maybe I've been sedentary for 2 years, and where you want to be is somebody who works out 6 days a week. You cannot go from being sedentary for 6 years to being somebody that works out 6 days a week. Like, that's jumping an entire three flights of stairs. So, but rather, right? So you've got where you are, you've got where you want to be. Now you have to fill in the middle. So what's the first step? The first step is maybe you start going on 10-minute walks 4 days a week, right? And once you start doing that, and you get consistent at that, right? Because it's something that's super easy, super manageable, super obtainable, then you can pile up from there. If you're lacking consistency, it's probably because you're trying to take too big of a step. You're trying to do too much too soon, and your body is, one, shutting down. It's thinking this is too hard, because it probably is too hard for where you're at right now. And so if you aren't being consistent, that's probably the first thing. Now, if you're somebody who you're like, I've been doing the things and I just like, I do them sporadically, then you're probably, instead of lacking consistency, you're lacking discipline, right? Because we're all consistent. We're all consistent humans, but are you consistent at the things that are moving you towards your goal? Or are you consistent at the things that are keeping you away from it, right? Because stop saying, right, I'm not consistent, because you are. You just got to ask yourself, am I being a consistent bitch in the right direction or in the wrong direction? And how do I switch it, right? How do I switch my consistency at letting myself down to not letting myself down? How do I stop being consistent at giving up and start being consistent at persevering? And I think it's all about mindset shifts. It's all about continuous effort. It's about reminding yourself that the goal is not perfection, it's effort. And as long as we're putting forth that effort, we can be proud of ourselves. And a lot of the times, the lack of consistency also comes from beating yourself up and being hateful to yourself. Y'all, ain't nobody been able to bully themselves healthy. Nobody's ever been able to bully themselves successful. Like, you have got to be kind to yourself, because you are going to continue to self-sabotage yourself. So my biggest tips for consistency, meet yourself where you're at, start small, focus on habit stacking, focus on adding little things, and start with somewhere that you're not super intimidated by. So like, if nutrition is a very intimidating thing for you, don't start there. Start where you feel less intimidated. So maybe that's starting with walks, or maybe movement is very intimidating for you because of illness or, you know, disability or whatever. Then start in nutrition. Start with just water, right? Start with just being a hydrated bitch, and then go from there. Those are like some of the best things you can do to cultivate consistency, because cultivating consistency is truly about, you know, just showing up and meeting yourself where you're at. So anyways, all right, that's what we got for today's episode. I hope it was helpful. And if it wasn't, I hope you at least got some kind of humor out of this. And if not, then you know what? I'm sorry. Come again next week when we have a guest and it might be better. But if you enjoyed this episode, if you enjoy hanging out with me, will you do me a solid? Because clearly me being consistent on the podcast is not going to help it grow. But you sharing the podcast is going to help it grow. Also sliding in my DMs and telling me how much you love it and making me remind myself like there is value in this. And I'm not just talking to myself in a mirror, because that's truly what I'm doing right now. And sometimes I forget there's actually humans that listen to this shit. So if you enjoyed this podcast, do me a favor, share it to Instagram stories and tag me. And then if you love me like I love you, will you go give us a 5-star rating and review where you listen to this podcast? It's going to really, really help us. All right. So, all right. I think that's really all we got today. So I'm going to leave you, like I leave you every single time, in a world full of bitches. Be that bitch. I love y'all. Bye.